Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey everybody, it's Dolly here. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Sorry, we had some technical difficulties, which if you are listening on WCKG, that didn't bother you, but everybody else, thanks for your patience. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show, I like to call it, that airs every Thursday live on Blog Talk Radio and on Slam Internet Radio, 89.9 FM in Chicago, as well as Tuyville Radio out there in Joliet. Hello, everybody, and to my new listeners on WCKG on Sundays at noon until 1 p.m. So good to have you all with me today. This is quite a day here in Chicago. It's storming here. What a week we've had. What a week we did have. But first, before I get into the week, the good week we had, which started off at the Cubs game, let me tell you, our Cubs, even though they lost, it was a good way to kick off the week because it means the beginning of the spring, summer season, and that means lots of fun, great concerts. We're going to be bringing you great music, great musical artists, great country artists coming on the show. You're not going to believe who's going to be back. Vanilla Ice will be back. Salt and Pepper will be here. Lots of folks. We're going down to CMA Fest, too, in June. We're going to Kankakee Barbecue Fest in July. Country Thunder, we're bringing you all kinds of artists on this show. You're going to hear them all here live on Blog Talk and then on WCKG, Tuyville, and Slam Internet Radio. I got a great show for you today, but first, let me tease this. Paramount Theater is putting on the production of Les Mis, and Jim Cordy, who's the artistic director over there, will be joining us today. Looking forward to talking to Jim. Wow, amazing things he's doing over there at the Paramount. We're talking to Jim DiCiulla, my friend Jim with Tri-City Family Services, who will be checking in with us today. And I have a very special guest, too, Danielle Langford, who I met at the Quad County Urban League when I emceed their Women's Empowerment Summit a few weeks back. This gal is a dynamo, and she's going to be talking to us about her thing, pinkempowers.com. Check out her website before she comes on the show. We're going to be talking all about how to empower our teenage girls. So moms out there of girls, grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, anybody listening, if you have a teenage girl in your life or preteen, tween, they call it, you'll want to listen to this show too. Lots of great advice and tips from Danielle coming up. Okay, this is The Good Show, I like to call it. And yes, you're listening.
You're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show.
What he said. This show is brought to you by Bricconi's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check out Bricconi's.com. Sullivan Steakhouse, another proud sponsor of The Dolly McCarthy Show, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. All Service Limousine, a proud sponsor of The Dolly McCarthy Show, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. Say hello to my friend Mario there and get 10% off your next limo ride. It's a great ride to the airport. He offers those airport trips, round trip, very easy, convenient, and about the same price as a cab. So check out All Service Limousine at 877-GET-LIMO.com. Divine Beauty Luxe Spa, yes, summer is coming up. You're going to want that sunless sun glow, I should say, and do it the sunless way, the healthy way. Get those spray tans. You can give them a call, Divine Beauty Luxe Spa, for all your sunless questions at 630-585-7122 or check out DivineBeautyLuxeSpa.com. And there's another sponsor that I love to say this one, Brijon Couture. It's your day, your dress. It's time to say yes. Whether you're getting married or going to the prom, they've got the perfect dress for you and for any occasion. Check out Brijon Couture.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show. I said hello, Dolly. I said hello, Dolly. What's up, girl? Yeah. She's bringing the news. I said hello, Dolly. Looking swell, Dolly. So nice Dolly. To have you back where you belong, Dolly.
So one for the money, two for the show. Here to get ready, go, Dolly, go while you're dancing with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Yeah, down the dance floor with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Go, Dolly, go.
I'm going, Elvis. I'm going now. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Show. Quick announcements before we get to my first guest, who are being so patient and waiting despite these technical difficulties we had this morning. Turning Point Autism Foundation. In 2004, one in every 10,000 children was diagnosed with autism, and today that number is a staggering one in 68. As instances of autism continue to grow, so too does the need for resources, services, and real-time solutions to the challenges faced by those on the spectrum and their loved ones. Turning Point Autism Foundation is committed to providing that support. To learn more, or to participate in Autism Awareness Month, which is this month, folks, this April, please visit turningpointautismfoundation.org. And here's a way to support the Turning Point Autism Foundation and their mission here. You can go to the Chevy dealership, the Chevrolet of Naperville, and test drive one of their cars. And if you do that, $20, they're going to donate $20 to Turning Point Autism Foundation. How perfect is that? So if you don't have $20 to spare, but you got a foot that you could move, push it to the metal. Get over to Chevy of Naperville and test drive one of their cars today. Did you know Tuesday was Election Day? And if you hadn't heard the news, Naperville Mayor George Pradel retired after 20 years, five terms. I covered every election. I can't believe it's been 20 years. Am I really that old? No, I'm not. But we're going to be celebrating and toasting to Mayor Pradel on Sunday, April 12th at Sullivan Steakhouse in downtown Naperville. It's a toast to the mayor celebrating 20 years. I have been so honored to have been asked to toast the mayor, so I will be there toasting it. This is brought to you by NapervilleNightOut.com and Sullivan Steakhouse, good folks over there at Sullivan's, which is another great sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They're going to be honoring Mayor Pradel for 20 years of service. Tickets are $100 in advance, $125 at the door, which includes a four-course wine, dinner, and service. Tickets, again, $100. You also get pictures by photobooth.com, a commemorative event ticket, and a chance to win over $1,500 in door prizes. And here, I just got word, if you mention that you heard it on the Dolly McCarthy Show, you can pay only $100 at the door. But I encourage you strongly to buy it in advance. It's always more fun when you're planning a party when you know who's coming, right, guys? So go and get your ticket today. You can go to NaplevilleNightOut.com or eventsprout.com, keyword mayor. The best thing about this is not only just honoring our mayor, beloved Mayor George Prado, but a portion of the proceeds for that with that ticket price go to Mayor Prado's new scholarship fund. My good friends at the AAUW, this is a group that empowers women, that's been empowering women since 1881. I was so fortunate and honored to have been honored by them in 2013 as the Woman of the Year. How did that happen? But they are putting out a great event. This is called Is That Your Best Offer? With a question mark. It's Negotiating Skills for Women. This workshop, it's like a mini workshop, will be held on Tuesday, April 14th at the Celebration Community Life Center at 919 South Washington in downtown Naperville, or near downtown Naperville. Check out the AAAUW Naperville at hotmail.com. They also have a Facebook page. Check them out there. This is going to be a great workshop. How to prepare for salary negotiation, ladies. How to explore the latest pay gap research and legislative progress we've had to leveling the playing field, getting equal pay. All right. Those are great announcements. We got to move on here. Yes, we have to move on.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Okay, I told you about that Cubs game on Sunday. Did y'all hear about the bathroom gate over at Wrigley? Well, I think they got that figured out now. But it was funny because it didn't affect the girls. You know, women have been waiting in lines for years, guys, to go to the bathroom. And it's so funny how all of a sudden men have to wait in line and it makes front page news. I don't get that. It was too funny. All the guys I was with at the game, with a bunch of my friends from the Northwest side, they were complaining about the bathroom lines, and I thought they were just whining in general. I had no idea that they were gone an hour, waiting in lines for an hour, and some people were peeing in cups. Is that a bad word to say on the radio? Okay. Anyway, we feel your pain, guys. Yeah, let's move on. Saturday, before I went over to Wrigley on Sunday, Saturday I had a delightful afternoon in Aurora, Illinois, at the Paramount Theater, where they put on this amazing production. I went with my daughter to celebrate her birthday, and she's trying to learn French. So I thought it would be perfect to take her to see this production. I heard Les Mis was playing at the Paramount. And so I took her. I had no idea how amazing it would be. Well, I should have had a clue, because the last time I saw a production of that quality was when I went to see Mary Poppins at the Paramount. So I shouldn't have been surprised, but I was just blown away again. I haven't seen a production of that quality since, I do get out a lot, I should say, but I haven't seen a production that great since I went to the Chicago Theater and saw Donny Osmond and Joseph. But Mary Poppins blew me away. And then Les Mis, I wanted to take my daughter, you know. I had no idea how moving I would become, because the singing, the acting, the production, the stage, the set, it just was. It blew me away. It really did. And I bawled. I was crying my eyes out in different scenes. So I just had to have the artistic director from the Paramount on the show today, because I've told you guys this before, when I see a good thing, I like to celebrate and I like to give people a pat on the back. This guy, Jim Cordy, who's the new artistic director, well, I should say he's been there since 2011, the first ever artistic director at the Paramount in 80-plus year history. He definitely deserves a pat on the back. He's brought so much new life and excitement to that town, which is the second largest town in Illinois, might I add. And it was about time that we get over to the Aurora, besides the casino, you know, that pulls us in. But now when you talk about Aurora, you talk about that Paramount. So Jim Cordy, hey, Jim, thanks for joining me on the show today. What an introduction I gave you there.
Wow, yeah. Good morning.
You're just amazing. Where do you come from? I know you've been on the show once before, but I didn't know you that well. And now here we are, the second production I've seen from you, and just blown away. Where do you come from? Tell everybody.
I'm a Jersey boy, but I got my Bachelor of Arts at Loyola University in Chicago. That's what brought me to the Midwest. And I got into Chicago theater through the university. And and lived half my life in New York. You know, I was a Broadway actor for a while, and half my life in Chicago. And then the directing thing just started to take off, and I moved to Chicago, and then I became the artistic director here at Paramount, and I moved to Aurora. So I finally settled down.
Wow. Well, congratulations, and good for us.
Thanks.
Because
thanks.
New York Broadway caliber, Chicago caliber shows right in our own backyard here in Aurora, Illinois. And Jim, the Les Mis, the production, well, the musical itself is one of the greatest musicals of all time.
It's
but
a great
you've...
story.
Yes, and,
great,
the, and the actors, the actors you brought on that stage, holy cow. Robert, is it Robert Wilde or Wilde? How do you say his last name?
Robert Wilde. Dig this. Robert. He was born in Naperville.
Really?
I
plays
believe it.
Valjean. What, how do you say the last
Jean
name?
Valjean. Jean Valjean.
Robert Wilde.
Yeah, he's superb. Yeah.
He's superb. Rod Thomas. Hannah. How do you say her last name? I want to make sure
Hannah,
I get that right.
Hannah Corneau. Hannah Corneau.
She played.
Hannah Corneau was in Our Fiddler on the Roof. She
that was one
chorus.
Production I really regret not seeing. I'm very upset I missed that one.
Yeah.
Had I
well, I'm so glad you got to see Les Mis. It's an unbelievable achievement when we're doing it right here in Aurora, and I'm so proud of everybody's work and how enthusiastic everybody is to work here and loving what they're doing, and it's making a huge difference.
You know, those actors up there, they give it their all. When I heard Hannah sing I Dreamed a Dream, and I did post
right.
that a little clip of her singing that. I didn't sneak it my iPhone in the production. I promise you that. I asked permission. You could go
good,
on my
good.
Facebook page and see the video of a little snippet of her singing that, and you get goosebumps. And that stuck
yeah.
the whole show off.
Really?
It just
yeah,
yeah,
she's
it was
singularly a spectacular, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful voice. Great beauty in her voice. And we're very lucky to get her. She had just moved from Chicago to New York and had been out on the road in a couple of shows. And we were lucky to bring her back to Chicago and get her out here. And she's having a great time. And what a beautiful girl inside and out. And be more thrilled for her.
George Keating, Ricky Falbo, who plays a young boy who did a great job dying in front of all of us, getting shot.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But
yeah,
George
Ricky's
was,
terrific.
Yeah.
Ricky was one of the little Tommies in Tommy.
Was he? Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
You bring in such amazing, excellent caliber actors, and these guys are top-notch. I thought I was on Broadway watching this, and I've seen a lot of shows on Broadway. And I got to tell you, people want to work with you.
It's amazing that we're able to do this, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity. This is a wonderful chance for everybody to just do their best, and I'm glad we're here for everyone.
Now, Les Mis is the grand finale of this series, right?
It's
runs.
we're finishing up our fourth season. We're only 4 years old. Excuse me. We're only 4 years old, and people think we've been around forever, and we've just started. We're still in our infancy, and we're still figuring out how to do this and how to make it better. And we're looking forward. We're making our plans now. We start auditions Monday for next season. We got Oklahoma coming up, and A Christmas Story, Hairspray, and West Side Story next season.
Oh, my goodness. West Side Story. Is that the final for the season next year?
Yeah, for season 5.
That
yeah.
is my favorite musical of all time.
Wow.
But all of these are fantastic. Oklahoma.
We're doing it.
Wow. You've got quite a challenge ahead of you. These are big productions.
They're the
How
biggest.
Do you do-
it's the biggest season yet. When you look at the cast sizes and the orchestra sizes, it's season 5 will be our biggest season yet. And but we can't help ourselves. We just got to keep going. We got to keep trying to see how much more we can achieve. And that's been the mindset, the attitude, and that's what's bringing so much success to the work is everyone's enthusiasm and ambition and taking risks and making bold choices. And the audiences are just eating it up, and we're so grateful for everyone's attendance and support. It's been thrilling, really.
On Sunday or Saturday, when I went to the matinee on Saturday, I sat there and I said, I've got to stand up. And luckily, everybody else stood up before me because I was wondering, you know, you don't want to be the first one, you know. But I got out of my chair and the whole house rose up on their feet immediately. And yeah. I stood up there. I mean, I've been in theater all of my life myself. I must say I was in quite a few productions in my heyday. But so I know good theater. But even those who don't know good theater but know good theater watching your productions at the Paramount Theater. You know, the Paramount Theater, it's this beautiful, is it Art Deco style?
It's an
theater.
Art Deco built in 1931. The Rapp Brothers, famous architects of the period. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's a beautiful place to be, and you just want to celebrate that great productions are back and bringing life to that theater. You have a lot of support in the community. My friend Kevin Fitzpatrick was on the marquee. I thought Kevin was starring in the show.
He's such a great guy. And then, yeah, he just decided, like, you know, I want to produce these shows. I want to put money into these shows, and thank God for him. And people like him because, you know, we're a not-for-profit theater. We're not a commercial theater. We're the Aurora Civic Center Authority. And people don't realize that everything that's in the Broadway series is built right here in Aurora and is cast right out of Chicago as much as we can, that we're local and it's not a tour. People talk about, where's the show going after here? It's going in the trash after here. It's built here and for this audience. And then we go on to the next one. It's very unusual to get this kind of success so quickly, but we have the talent here, Dolly, and that's the thing. And that's what I believe in very strongly, that we can do this right here.
So many talented people. That set, by the way, that Les Mis set is phenomenal. You should win awards for that set.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know it's an amazing set, and it's thrilling audiences, 8 shows a week. And it's been a thrill to get the opportunity to do work on a set like that. You can imagine if you're a director, you know, and you're working your career, and you get the chance to work in a theater like Paramount, and you get a chance to direct on a set like we have for Les Mis and like all the sets we have it in the Broadway series, it's the thrill of a lifetime, and you can't believe where you are and the opportunity you have. It's really amazing. I love that I'm here.
Oh, that's so great to hear, Jim, because, you know, I was just going to ask you that. Are you happy? Because we really hope you're happy and you stick around for a long time.
Oh, I'm having the time of my life. I'm having the time of my life. You can just imagine.
Well, a lot of people are too. You've taken the Paramount from, 4,000 subscribers, and in 4 years increased it to 25,000 subscribers?
We're at 26 now. We're at 26,000 subscribers in 4 years.
Congratulations for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for being here. Thanks for loving what we're doing.
And you know what? Thanks for the memories. My daughter and I, we have great memories from Saturday, as I'm sure many people do. And I love how you guys have the step and repeat there too. That's a great thing
to
have. We had a ball with
it. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what the whole thing's about. I mean, that's how theater functions. It's part of your life. It's something you take home and you talk about and you think about, and hopefully it inspires you and makes you think about things and feel things. And I'm very proud that we're here and that we're doing such great work and affecting people this way.
Yeah. Well, we definitely were feeling things. And you guys ruined my makeup on Saturday. I was bawling my eyes out.
What is it you got to do? What is it that doesn't run? Waterproof. You got to wear waterproof.
Warning before you go into the theater. Well, again, Jim, we had some technical difficulties. We're running out of time talking to you, and I really appreciate it. I know you're busy over there at the Paramount. Thank you so much for calling in, and congratulations to you on another great production. The Les Mis runs until April 26th. Tickets are still available. And you can't find a bad seat in that Paramount Theater at all. I've sat pretty much everywhere in that theater, and it's a delightful theater. Go and enjoy yourself. Take your mom for an early Mother's Day. How about that?
Correct.
Jim, we're looking forward to you. Now, the next season, you can subscribe to the next season now, right? How do people get involved?
Right now, yeah. Yeah, just go to ParamountAurora.com, or you can go into the box office yourself. We have an incredible box office staff that is very happy to serve you and get you all hooked up for next season, or get you tickets for Les Mis before we close on the 26th.
Fantastic. Well, Jim, congratulations again. Thanks again for coming by. Can't wait till
the next one.
Thank you, Dolly. Real quick, the next series kicks off.
I hope to see you next time.
The next series kicks off, is it fall?
Yeah, in September.
September. And the first one will be?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
I just saw some set renderings for it. It's going to be fantastic.
Can I audition? When I get you out in the street.
That's right. Listen to you.
I'm more of an Annie Oakley kind of gal.
Uh-huh.
You know, Annie Oakley. Who was the kid that played the crazy gal, the funny one? Harry, what's his name?
Ada Annie.
You know, Annie. Yes, that's kind of my kind of a character. I can't wait to see that. That is, those kind of roles are, to me, the most exciting and probably the most challenging, other than...
They are. I think Ada Annie's like the hardest role in the show, really, because she's really just a teenage girl. And being awakened to, you know... Being a woman, coming of age.
Can't say no. I love
she that. She can't say no.
Jim, we can't wait. All right. I know you got a lot of work to do. Thanks for stopping by, Jim.
Thank you so much. And I hope to see you next time.
For sure. Congratulations, Jim. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dolly. Bye.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manal Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
The Naperville Park District is a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They provide recreation, park experiences that enrich the quality of life in your community. Check out NapervilleParks.org. Naperville Trolley and Tours has 4 beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Check them out at NapervilleTrolley.com or their Facebook page. They've got one, Trolley Naperville Trolley. Check that out. Or you can give them a call, 630-420-2223. Napers Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NapersSettlement.org. Did you know they have... Their Wednesday walking club has already started. Yep, that started now throughout the summer season. Check out the Wednesday walking club. It starts at 8 a.m. on the beautiful grounds of Naperville Settlement. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com or give them a call at 630-355-6240 and tell them Dolly sent you, and your first lesson is absolutely free. You know we love the free stuff on this show. And finally, NapervilleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize the security system to suit your needs, system monitoring starting at $19 per month, and the Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation, just mention Dolly, or go to www.NapervilleAlarm.com/Dolly Promo to receive your discount. We'll be right back. Jim DiCiola is coming up right up next. Hang in there.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, I've talked about this group before many times on the show. I can't say enough good things about them. Tri-City Family Services is a leader in providing counseling and other mental health services that strengthen our community. And the best part is its services are accessible to everyone because of the agency's sliding fee scale. They're having their 26th annual gala and benefit taking place on Saturday, April 18th at the Pheasant Run Resort in St. Charles. I'm so excited. I've never been to the Pheasant Run Resort in St. Charles. Imagine that. Wait, actually, I take that back. Maybe a production when I was 5 years old. But I'm so excited to be going there. The theme for their gala is called Picture This, Supporting Healthy Families. That's the theme for this year's event. And the celebration includes a dinner, live and silent auction, and they're going to have a special vacation raffle, entertainment, and of course, who doesn't love dancing? You cap it off the night with some dancing. The cost is $110 per person. For more information, you can contact Tri-City Family Services or visit tricityfamilieservices.org, or you can register for the gala there as well. I am so proud to have my friend Jim DiCiola checking in with us today. We haven't talked to Tri-City in a while, and we'd like to see what's going on with them. Of course, we are not able to talk to the people that benefit from using Tri-City Family Services for, you know, privacy reasons, but you can bet Jim is here and will give us the rundown on all the good things that are taking place and the numbers that can show you and be testament to the great, outstanding things that Tri-City Family Services is doing. Jim is on the executive board. He was the former president, and he is with us now. Hi, Jim. Thanks for holding and being so patient.
Oh, good morning, Dolly. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Good morning to you, too. And how are you, Jim?
I'm doing great. I'm still processing. I was texting our good friend Kevin Fitzpatrick. I'm still envisioning his name on a marquee. Maybe we could put it on the one at Pheasant Run.
Hey, not a bad idea. Get Kevin all over the place. You know, he's just announced. Have you seen his name on the marquee yet?
No, I haven't, but now I'm going to have to drive by.
Well, I took a picture and I posted it on our Facebook. You know, he's just a great guy, such a generous, big, big, huge heart, Kevin.
He's a great man.
Yeah, so I wanted to just a little tap of the hat to him for what he's doing over there with those folks at the Paramount. And I know he's a big supporter of Tri-City Family Services, too.
Yes,
and you guys
have been
for almost 50 years, I should say? Serving?
Yeah, we're almost 50 years. Almost 50 years. So.
Wow. Big event coming up.
Big event coming up. So a lot's been happening, Dolly, since we last talked. So for those listeners who don't know much about Tri-City Family Services, it's a private, non-for-profit human services agency serving the Fox Valley. They specialize in family-centered mental health treatment and wellness services. And we really have a variety of programs to help meet the needs of our community, especially focused around children and teens, but we also do adults and family counseling. So, you know, I know a lot of times people think about Tri-City Family Services as just a counseling agency, and counseling is one of the services offered, but we have a number of experiential programs, so we're all into experiences these days, with things like our family-based eating disorder program, really targeted towards teens. We launched it last year. It's now open to the entire Fox Valley, and we've been making great progress there. We have a wilderness challenge program where high-risk teens go out on a wilderness challenge as a group, and they come back really transformed. Parents raising grandparents and things like that, where we're really all the dynamic of changing times, that we're really there to be able to support our community and their needs. So a lot happening there. We serve over 3,000 patients a year. And to your point earlier about being on a sliding scale, the need's never been greater to be able to help us support and deliver what we do in the community, especially given a lot of the government and public funding is so limited.
Yes, lots of cuts and a lot of things on hold now that we have the new governor. I can't remember. I've asked you this before. I can't remember. Do you get state funding?
We do get some state funding. Okay. Yeah, we do. But, you know, it's a big IOU, right? So you're waiting. You can't feed your staff or your employees on an IOU. So, that takes time.
Yeah. Well, I should correct myself. The governor's not holding it from Tri-City. I guess there's some sort of a lack of a better word, audit going on. So they're making sure before the money gets dispersed that, you know, this is, you know, that it's all going in the right hands and the right amount.
Oh, exactly.
So I know, I've been hearing a lot of people saying that things are on hold, we're not getting our funding, and I think it's just typical for when you get a new governor, and the money will come. But there's never been a greater need than now, right, Jim, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, the need is huge. When you think about the last several years, both from a financial perspective and what's been going on in the economy, all of the technology that's available to our children today, you know, it's not like the issues are new, like bullying and anxiety and, you know, tests and things of that nature. But with your iPhone and online and always on, you know, something like bullying that maybe only happened in the playground now happens 24/7 because they could text you or Facebook you or IM you and that sort of thing. And it creates even a more stressful situation for these kids than it used to be in the past. So we're out there doing a lot of advocacy work, a lot of awareness and prevention, because the point is, you know, early identification or just being aware really helps people manage the conversation around mental health and wellness. Sometimes there's just like this big stigma of mental health, and really it's no different than than having to go see a medical doctor, right? Every part of your body has specialists in the medical community, and this is around your mental health. And I'm a strong believer that physical, mental, and spiritual health linked together makes for a great core. And when one of those is broken, it's really hard to manage through life. So our goal is to just continue to just elevate the awareness of mental health and wellness. And our community has been great. You know, 3 years ago, our benefit had, you know, 130 people at it. And we're hoping to be close to 500 on next Saturday night.
My goodness, in just 3 years? Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what if you moved it to a new location? That other location was very nice, but wow.
Oh, yeah, we were busting at the seams, so.
Oh, that's
which
fantastic.
Is a good problem.
Now, Jim, tell us more about I want to talk about tweens and this texting thing. Are you finding and more kids are coming to Tri-City with these problems of being bullied? My own daughter, I've talked about this on the show, my own daughter had that problem at the beginning of her school year, her freshman year, and we nipped it in the butt. But, you know, thank God I am in tune to sneaking on their phones and I see things and I'm not afraid to say something and or talk to my kids about it, and we work through it. But, you know, a lot of parents are distracted. I'm a working mom, and I got lucky picking up the phone at that moment. But, you know, tell us how, if a parent is not aware of that going on, what are some signs that they look for?
Yeah, so I'll be careful not to go into the therapist mode because I'm not one. But what I could share is, you know, a lot of what we try to do at Tri-City Family Services is to create awareness of the challenges that are going on. So there's several programs available, and if you visit the website at www.tricityfamilieservices.org, you can learn a lot about these various topics and look at what programs around prevention and early intervention, workshops, and support groups are available. Having the conversation with other parents, having the conversation with your children, like, is really helpful, because what they'll end up doing is talking to you. And when they talk to you and they're aware, it eliminates a lot of the stress about, oh, is this normal or not normal? So having those conversations is the biggest thing you could do. Be aware. So when you think about a cold, you know your children, right? It's like you think they got a cold, and then a few days go by, and it's like, oh, it's not really clearing up. And a week goes by, and I'm like, this doesn't seem normal for my kid, right? Mental health is the same way. You know, you might look at something, and 1 or 2 days may be no big issue. But over time, you're thinking, this may not seem right. So what conversation can you start having with your child? How do you actually engage them to just talk about what's going on? And teens is really rough. You know, it's a really tough age, and I have a daughter who's 17. Tough time, you know, to get them to speak to you. But if you have open conversations about this topic, they're much more open to having conversations with you or a trusted advisor. And the more we can talk about it, You know, I can't tell you how many conversations I have. We talk about it, and they're like, oh, I have a niece, I have a friend, I have this, or I have a child. The more you talk about it, the more you can link people. It's all about networking, right? Get them the right places to get resources and support.
Absolutely, absolutely. And talking about it, you know, just because you're not hearing something or seeing something doesn't mean it's not happening to your child or that they're not doing it to someone else. Your child
That's
might be
right.
the bully.
That's
so
yep.
good to talk to you.
Right.
Said, Tri-City has a number of prevention and early intervention programs, and it's worth taking a look at that. The gala is coming up. Jim, I wish we could talk some more. The gala is coming up on April 18th. I'll be there. I'm so excited. You know, I love supporting Tri-City. You guys, I've just watched your growth, and Jim, how you have taken this agency to the next level. I know you've stepped back a little bit. You're on the executive board now. You're not the president anymore, right? So,
but you have to retire, you know.
After a while, yeah, you do have to retire. What can my listeners do to support the upcoming gala or Tri-City in general? What can we do?
Well, Dolly, thank you so much for that, and thank you for being such a big supporter. You're always out at the 5K and our gala and other events and always promoting the cause, which we so much appreciate because it's about getting the word out, and very grateful for that. When I think about our gala, what you're right, it's at Pheasant Run next Saturday. There's still tickets available. There's a few things they can do. We still have a couple of sponsorships available for the event. So anybody that's looking to help sponsor this cause, we'd greatly appreciate it. And all this information's on our website. Secondly, if you can't be there, we have a great raffle, and there's some tickets available for a chance to win a vacation. And we're only selling 100 tickets at $100 a piece. So you have 1 in 100 chance to win a vacation for two to a few spots, Cancun or Sonoma at the Fairmont Hotel. So really a great way you go online. Winner does not need to be present, and it's an awesome opportunity to support a great cause. You can make a donation of an auction item. We're very, you know, we could always put items into our auction, so that would be great. Or or attend our event. There are still some tickets for Pheasant Run. So a few great ways to support the agency. And, you know, if you'd like more information, visit the website, call the agency at 630-272-1100, or, you know, stop by and visit. We're on Geneva Court in Geneva. So great ways to support us. And we appreciate the opportunity to get the word out. And your support has been amazing.
Well, hats off to you, Jim, for the good works that you do. Jim DiCiola, we appreciate you and everything that Tri-City is doing. And I will see you at the gala at Pheasant Run on April 18th. Thanks for stopping by, Jim.
I look forward to it. Thanks.
Bye-bye now.
Bye, Dolly.
You're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. Kankakee is having their barbecue fest again. It's their 2015 barbecue fest. It's July 9th, 10th, and 11th at the River Road Park. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of this event, along with Miller Beer. We will be out there bringing all the entertainment to you, streaming live, and our YouTube stories will be up and on all our social media. We're going to be there. There's a carnival, free parking, truck and motorcycle show, beanbag tourney, barbecue competition, picnic area vendors, and so much more. As I mentioned before, Vanilla Ice will be there. The tickets are $20 to enter, and that's if you enter after 2 p.m. You get there early, it's $10. So after 3 on Friday, it's $20. After 2 on Saturday, it's $20. And like I said, there's no fee for parking. Kids 2 and under are free as well. And did you know the carnival rides and everything is included for that price? Whoa, that is just incredible. That's a great price, let me tell you, including all the activities and entertainment. So Saturday at the Center Bank stage, Salt and Pepper will be there. Vanilla Ice will be there. I got that wrong. It's actually Friday. Vanilla Ice is going to be there Friday. Saturday, Greg Schneider will be there. My friend Greg Schneider, he'll be on this show. Craig Wayne Boyd, he was on American Idol, I believe, or The Voice, was it? Someone's got to be here to help me and tell me. I can't remember. Aaron Tippin, Josh Thompson, Garrett Big, but Greg Schneider will be there. And Greg, I discovered him. I didn't discover him. Someone else did. But I found him in Kankakee last summer. This man is incredible. He's got a new CD out, and he's going to be on the Dolly McCarthy Show. We're trying to figure out a date. We'll be bringing Greg to you. But he will be there on Saturday at the Kankakee Barbecue Fest. This is a great time. It's an like a short, oh, it's a short hour out to Kankakee. Not even. And it was a great time last year, for sure. So I hope you can come out. Well, oh, Craig won The Voice. Craig Boyd won The Voice. I'm corrected there. Thank you for that, Marty, my little producer over here. Not little. He's a big guy, actually. Okay, the Brightside Theater is Naperville's only professional theater performing in its historic downtown district. Presents Rodgers and Hammerstein's classical musical, The Sound of Music. Celebrate the 50th anniversary of the motion picture by seeing the musical live on stage. It's a great gift for Mother's Day and a wonderful event for the whole family. Check out The Sound of Music. It plays June 12th through the 28th. Tickets are now on sale. And we are giving away free tickets on the Dolly McCarthy Show. I'm sorry, we're not going to be able to take callers today because of our technical difficulties. But I will be giving away tickets online, as I always do, on social media. And we'll have an opportunity again in a future show for you to call in. But even if you don't win the tickets, I think they're only like $10. It's a pretty cheap ticket price for what a production they're going to be putting on. And if you would like to check it out, go to brightstarttheater.com. You can call 630-637-SHOW. And finally, coming up, maybe a minute, we are so excited to have Danielle Langford on the show. Danielle is the founder of Pink Empowers. And I want you to stick around for this great interview coming up with Danielle. Please don't go away, but I have to make these two important announcements because they're so important. 360 Youth Services is having their Spring Ahead Let's Celebrate Mom 10K, 5K, Kids Obstacle Course, and get this, folks, a high heel dash. It's on Sunday, May 3rd, starting at 8 a.m. Yes, a high heel dash means you are wearing your pumps, ladies, and we're going to be running. That's not a problem because I wear my pumps to work, and when I'm running late for work, I can run in those things. I can run in those puppies. So come on out and celebrate mom. That is May 3rd. Register today. 360 Youth Services is changing lives and inspiring hope through prevention, education, counseling, and shelter for homeless youth. 360 also provides youth leadership and substance abuse prevention. So here's a great way to kick off spring, summer, and run for mom and run for the youth, the people, the future of tomorrow. That's for sure. That's a great cause. All right. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also a proud sponsor of the 12th annual Cuisine for a Cause. It's a fundraiser for Naperville Cares. Join us on April 25th at Navistar from 6:30 until 10:30, where guests can enjoy samples of signature dishes from all over 20 popular Naperville area restaurants, along with an open bar, wine and beer tasting, live and silent auction. You can wear black or white. That's what they're asking you to wear. It's a black and white affair. The mission of Naperville Cares is to help local families in financial crisis meet their essential needs by providing emergency financial support and resources. You know, it's all about the good things, the good word. What's the good word? That's what I ask you on this show all the time. And I've got a guest on now, Danielle Langford. She has been patiently waiting on the line. She started Pink Empowers. Check out pinkempowers.com while I'm talking to Danielle. She started this to teach, to train, and to inspire teen girls to make decisions and choices from a place of power and not pressure. This is on building up self-esteem in teenage girls so that they can become powerful women and will encourage the next generation of girls to come after them. I'm so thrilled to have her on the show. I met her, like I mentioned earlier in the show, at the Quad County Urban League's Women's Empowerment Summit. Wow, what a day that was. I've talked about this before on the show, but I can't say enough good things about that day. I hope I am invited back next year. I had a great time. And I met Danielle there, and when I heard her speak, and I just love the confidence, she just empowered me. She definitely inspired me, and I said, she's got to come on my show. So, Danielle, welcome to the show, and thank you for being so patient.
Oh, no problem, Dolly. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk to you and share with the audience.
Now, Danielle, is this what you do full-time, Pink Empowers? Is this your...
Yes. Yes. This is my job and my mission and my passion. And, in fact, I got a workshop coming up this Saturday at the Fountaindale Library in Bolingbrook, basically empowering girls. We're going to talk about self-grooming and self-respect. Eventually, we will get some warm weather, and that's usually the time where we have sometimes our teenage girls making choices from, you know, about what they're wearing and how they're representing themselves in not so positive place or not really exhibiting having high self-esteem. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to have fun with that. So I'm excited to be on your platform and share that, and hopefully we can get some people to come.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at your workshop coming up April 11th. It's titled, What Does Your Selfie Say About You? I love that. There are way too many selfies going on out there. And
yes,
selfies,
there is. Yes. There's over a million a day, actually, of people taking pictures, or teenagers specifically, of themselves, what they're eating, who they're with, at school. I mean, you name it. They're pretty much giving you a snapshot of every segment or every second of their life. And basically what I like to tell them is that it doesn't matter how many likes you have, how many followers you have, how many tweets or retweets. It really matters is how you feel about yourself, because ultimately we teach people how to treat us. And too many of our teenagers, our teen girls specifically, are making decisions without taking that time to think about, how do I want to present myself? Or what does this selfie really say about me? How am I presenting myself? And if you notice, when we talk about self-esteem, self-love, self-awareness, it all starts with self. So too many times, I love that you've had other guests on before me talking about the impact of social media, and research has shown that there is a direct correlation to self-esteem and social media when it comes to teen girls. When they spend a lot of time on social media, and when they get off, they're not feeling good about themselves because they spend that time comparing themselves to other girls who they think, because they're seeing just a snapshot of their lives, that they're somehow better than they are.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, even adults run into that problem too. But we're talking about kids, and we've got an opportunity here to change their thinking before they become adults and get out of hand with it. It's so true. I see my teenage girls and their friends are in my car, and I'm carpooling. And the carpooling is a wonderful thing, folks. You might dread it, but you really do learn a lot from those kids. And they're in the back seat, and they're not talking. They're all on their phones talking, texting.
Yeah.
They're making comments about, oh, I got like 50 likes on that. Oh, I only got 2. And they're valuing their self-esteem based on these likes.
Exactly. That is exactly the point, Dolly, is that they're seeking the validation from the outside instead of from the inside, because the light shines from the inside. If you show people that, hey, I respect myself so much, I'm not going to wear something that's so revealing, or I respect myself so much that I'm not going to let someone mistreat me or talk to me in a certain way, or how I, you know, those are the things that we talk about in these presentations and these workshops and that we have fun with, because, you know, they end up laughing and they can see themselves, and we have a lot of fun. And the goal is not for me to get up there and preach your lecture, but to get them to think differently, because when you change your mind, you change your world, and that is the goal.
Wow. I like that. I want my daughter to hear those words. And Danielle, let's talk about your background. What qualifies you? Why should a teenage girl listen to you tell her how to think?
Well, and that's a great question. And I tell them in the beginning, I was like, hey, you know, I've been 14, I've been 15, I've been 16, I've been through all the changes that you've gone through. So I know what you feel like when you're going through those awkward feelings. So that's one of the criteria, is that I can speak from a place of experience. But also, I have a background in training and development. I have a master's degree in training and development. I've done tons of motivational speeches to both women. Like you said, you and I met at the Women's Empowerment Summit. So I've done lots of motivating and speeches around for probably the past decade. And I just decided that teen girls was going to be my niche. That was going to be my specialty, because if we can get to them now as they're young, then they'll become powerful women, and they'll make decisions. They won't just have a seat at the table to take notes. They'll have a seat at the table, and they'll make decisions. So that's where we want girls to get to think, to thinking from that mindset, is that, you know, so many times our boys are trained to be leaders and our girls are trained to be followers. So we want to change that dynamic by getting them to think highly of themselves and to empower them. And empower means, by definition, to give power to. So that's what these workshops are about, is to give power to these teen girls so they can think beyond the immediate of what they're seeing or the immediate like. They can think beyond, and what do I want to do? Because, I mean, you and I know, Dolly, we've been, you know, we're experienced. We know that 5-10 years goes very quickly. So for a 15-year-old girl, if she starts thinking, you know, I'm 15 or I'm 16 and in 5 or 6 years I'm going to be 20 or 21, what do I want to be doing? I mean, you don't have to know, but you have to start with what you think of yourself. And that's what I'm talking about, is that when, you know, you get to a point where, I love this quote and I use it often in my workshops, people are attracted to you by what they see in you, but they remain attracted to you by what you see in yourself. So it all comes back to self, which is what pinkempowers.com is all about. So it's about, you know, inspiring and encouraging teenage girls to a place of power. My goal ultimately, Dolly, is to impact their daughter's daughter, because when they change their mind and their way of thinking, then they do become 20, 21-year-old young women and girls, and they go on and have careers, and eventually they get married, and eventually they have their own daughters. They're coming from a place of power, so guess what? They're going to teach their girls and their daughters the same thing. So that is the legacy that I am ultimately wanting to create. So I got big dreams, Dolly.
I love your passion. I love the mission. I love what you're doing this full time. Gosh, I don't know how you do it. Something like this. You have a lot of workshops. How are you supporting yourself, Danielle, in this thing? Because this is so important. And I want to get to also. I want to get to an example of a young girl, 17. Let's say 17. She's not that young. She's almost on her own, moving on to college.
Yeah.
She has low self-esteem. What are the things that you need to tell her that she needs to start telling herself almost on a daily basis, right? Daily basis.
Yes. Yes.
Start supporting and giving herself support if she's not getting it in other ways. And how do you tell these kids to stop it with the social media? How do you get them to just chill out a little bit on it?
That's a great question. You had a double barrel question, so let me answer first. How do I support myself? Well, I worked in healthcare for 10 years. I made good money. I made very good money. I did very well for myself, and I also have a family. I also have a husband, so I haven't, you know, been, you know, destitute by any means. But this is my passion, and I truly believe that, you know, my goal, I can do anything and make a lot of money, but I wouldn't be happy or I wouldn't be living on my passion. So I'm doing what I love to do, and I know that doing what I love to do will bring me what I need to bring. It's not necessarily in payment, but it will bring me that and then some, the accolade and the legacy of empowering teen girls to make decisions from a place of power and not from pressure. Because so many times girls see other girls and they think, well, then I have to go and do this, or I have to now change my hair color, or I have to now change how I dress or how I look because this boy likes her, or she's got 1,000 likes and I only have 300. I mean, it's all that external validation. And the goal is to think of, you know, if you self-respect is about respecting yourself. And again, I can't say this enough. When you respect your others, you yourself, you teach others how to respect you. And the other part of your question is, or was, is how do I, what was your other part of your question, Dolly?
Well, things, exactly what you would say. There's some tools that if someone can't make your workshop this Saturday, we'll tell them to go to your website and look for future ones. But let's give them something to take away today that a mom who's listening in the car with a teen daughter right now. Some concrete
advice. Go to my
website,
pinkempowers.com, because it has a wealth of information. I share self-esteem builders. In fact, there's a tab that says self-esteem builders. How do you build your self-esteem if you have low self-esteem? Well, the first thing, as I say, is try something new. Join a sport or do something that you're good at, you know, figure it out, you know, by even sitting down and saying, well, I'd like to sing, I'd like math, or I like chess, or I'd like to dance, or whatever those things that you are like, you'd like to do, start trying. The goal is not to be perfect, but, you know, just aim for accomplishment. That alone will raise your self-esteem. And
can I
pick some
girls that are listening out there? Try golf. Remember
golf, there you go. Golf is something they could try, too. But, you know, they can try anything. I mean, we had Monet Davis, the youngest girl to ever be on the cover of Sports Illustrated, for throwing pitches faster than the boys did. So girls are proving every day there's nothing that they cannot do. So those are things that build you from the inside out. When you try something new, you try those things. Also, the other things, pick something you like about yourself and express it daily. You talk about those affirmations. Well, I don't just preach it to them. I practice. I have stickers on my mirror right now that says things like, I am brave, I am bold, I am beautiful, I am courageous. Tell yourself those things and affirm it and put it somewhere where you're going to see it every day. So I say to them, put it on your phone as a reminder and let it pop up as an alert that says, oh, I have to remember, I am beautiful, I am courageous, I am graceful. All those things that affirm the inside part of you and build your self-esteem. So when someone or something tries to come against what, that, it kind of is like a repellent because you're building your self-esteem and it won't stick. Those are some of the things. The other great thing that I like to do when I share in my workshop is create a brag book. Create a brag book for yourself where you list your daily accomplishments. What did I accomplish today? Well, I scored an A on this test. I was able to, you know, I'm trying to get into an organization, and I applied. You know, create something, a brag book about yourself. And I even do that again. I do that for myself. So these are things that I pass on to the teen girls, and create a vision board for yourself. It's never too soon to create a vision for yourself. You know, get a board and start cutting out pictures of things that you want or places you want to go or things you want to be and do. Write down things like self-respect, self-love, so you see it every day, and it starts pouring inside of you, and it becomes a part of who you are, becomes the fiber to who you are. So there are, those are some of the main things that I tell girls and share with them that they can do.
I love that. Put that repellent on. I love the board idea, cutting out pictures. My freshman is doing that. I walked in her room a couple of weeks ago, and she's got this poster with these cutouts. They're not of... they're just cutouts of places she wants to go, clothes that she likes, things that she likes, things that she wants to try. She wants to try golf. I'm so proud of her. You don't have to, you know, it's something new. That's the main thing. It's something new, Mom. I want to try. And I guess I inspired her because I started playing golf last year.
Absolutely inspired her. I mean, you're a powerful woman yourself. So she sees that. You're her role model and her example. And that's another thing I share when I'm even talking to parents. I say, hey, you know, they're looking at you. It's not what we say, it's what we do. So when we do things that exhibit self-confidence, it passes on to our girls. But because of social media and the pervasiveness of social media, we have to pay attention to the messages that our girls are receiving. So that's why I'm excited about my upcoming workshop. I would love if we can get some people to sign up. There's still some spaces available. It's pinkempowers.eventbrite.com, or they can just go right on my website, pinkempowers.com, and they can register from there. But I do radio interviews, speaking engagements, workshops, panel discussions, moderator. I mean, I'm doing a lot of things. I'm doing it all in the name of empowering our teen girls and our young women.
I love it. You can hear your enthusiasm and your passion for it. Definitely, you are contagious, and that's why I had you on the show today. I wanted to get that out there, get the word out there, because on this show, it's all about spreading the good word, getting the good, what's the good news, and what people, what groups are doing good things, and this is definitely one. Pinkempowers.com. Check it out. Our teens have it a little bit harder, I think, than when we were teens. I mean, it's always been tough. Historically, it's always been tough to be a teenager, but now with the social media in their face 24/7, really, there's no break.
Yeah, that's the difference, Dolly. That is the difference. They have so much more to contend with because, you know, it used to be when I was growing up, Dolly, if you had something mean to say to somebody, you had to say it to their face, right? But nowadays, you know, you could just cower behind your computer or your smartphone and then it becomes viral and now it's trending. Something mean that you've said to somebody. And that's why I kind of feel like you have to put positive messages out there because it can become a cancer and spread really, really fast. So I tell them about social media, be careful not to promote envy and jealousy, especially with our teen girls. You know, that remember that success isn't measured by who has the best body, the most likes, or the followers, but it's based on your best self. Having faith in yourself and knowing that you can never, ever be duplicated. Be yourself. Nobody can be a copy of you, and you shouldn't try to be a copy of someone else. Just be you, and that is good enough, always. So that is, you know, that is my message to, you know, our teen girls, is to understand who you are. And it's okay. You're going to have those bad hair days. Like today. Today is raining outside, right? You're going to have those bad hair days. You're going to have those days where you just want to put on sweats or yoga pants. That's okay. Give yourself permission to not have a good day. But don't use it as an excuse or reason to not feel good about yourself. Continue on the path. Know that, hey, I can shake this off. I can wear pink and feel good about myself because pink is an empowering color. It is a reflection of self-love, which is another reason why I chose it. It's one of my favorite colors. I wear it when I'm feeling. You always have a little pink somewhere. Not
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Dolly McCarthy Show. I'm hurting, babe. I'm broken down. I need your loving, loving. I need it now. When I'm without you, I'm something weak. You got me begging, begging. I'm on my knees. I don't wanna be needing your love.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, darling.